Well, today's episode is on GST waiver impact on e-commerce operators in India by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. The way to run an e-commerce industry will be effective through benchmark logistics. To fulfill the need for transportation across states, e-commerce companies would lay on the logistics service providers to fulfill the need for transportation within the states. Customer satisfaction concerning the e-commerce business has been derived from logistics. While some e-commerce firms handle their logistics by claiming the services from the traditional logistic partners, a bigger number is shifting toward building an in-house logistics system. See the impact of the e-waybill system on e-commerce operators. What is an e-waybill? The e-waybill is an essential part of GST compliance. It is essential for the document to be generated prior to transporting it to another state. The e-waybill generation would be subjected to apply when the value of the goods is more than Rs 50,000. GST Council made it mandatory for businesses to carry an e-waybill when transporting the goods from state to state beneath compliance. Effect of e-waybill on e-commerce suppliers. The e-commerce business would have already arisen in the country, and there is an extreme movement of goods from one state to other. The government, on realizing the volume of transactions in the industry, have been ensured the applicability of the e-waybill on the goods transported by the e-commerce operators. There are some of the conditions imposed on the e-commerce operators. Generation e-waybill for e-commerce suppliers. Under the needs that the GST Council meeting has made, an individual undertaking the consignment or in charge of the transportation should carry the mentioned documents. E-waybill record and transportation verification. Ensuring that people just comply with the system rules, the Council carries out the verification of documents and the conveyance. The verification might be carried out in the mentioned ways. Examination report of GST e-waybill. Once the conveyance or the documents are inspected, a summary report should be provided by the inspection officer within 24 hours of the inspection. The same report would be needed to be recorded online. Another final report should be made and sent within 3 days of the inspection being conducted. An inspection accomplished on the conveyance in one state does not execute a physical verification in the subsequent state. But the goods might be inspected again, then the council obtains any information about the goods or theft of tax. Under the GST rule, no vehicle could be reserved for the inspection for more than 30 minutes if there is no true reason. If the same is the situation, then the transporter would ask for the intervention of higher authorities by submitting a report of detention in the GST EWB04. The introduction of the e-waybill system has worked in streamlining the procedure of transporting the goods from one state to another. E-commerce operations have been facilitated with the current revisions which are made by the GST committee. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.